This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Dan.
And I'm Rob.
And this is 6 Minute English. This week we're talking about cybercrime.
Yes, cybercrime. It's something we're hearing more and more about. This is crime that takes place over a computer network.
Rob, have you ever been the victim of cybercrime?
Well, I don't think so. I always use security software on my computer and keep all my passwords private.
That's a good idea. I do the same, but it still seems possible for hackers to access our computers. More on that in a minute, but first, I have a question for you, Rob.
I thought you might.
Well, here goes. According to a recent UK government study, how much does cybercrime cost the UK economy? Is it A, £27 million a year, B, £27 billion a year, or C, £270 billion a year?
I'd take a guess at £27 million a year.
OK, well, as usual, I'll tell you the correct answer at the end of the programme. Now let's talk a bit more about what's happening in the world of cybercrime.
This online crime is becoming more commercialised, and this is what experts were recently discussing at a meeting in London.
So criminals are carrying out illegal practices online and cashing in on them by selling their services to other people.
And internet security experts want to stop this.
That's right. They're calling it a cyber war. It's sort of a virtual war. But who exactly are they fighting?
Well, it's computer hackers, many of whom are teenagers working on the computers at home.
But there's a worry their work is overlapping with the world of criminal networks. And Charlie McMurdy of the Police Central E-Crime Unit says this work is international.
Every investigation has international aspects to it. You don't have to, like your old, say, the armed robbery team who used to meet in the dark and dangerous pub. Well, on the internet, you can meet virtually and work as a criminal enterprise, even though you're in different parts of the world.
Charlie McMurdy says cybercrime is different from old-fashioned crimes. Criminals can meet virtually anywhere and work as a criminal enterprise, like a business.
So they meet virtually. They don't meet physically, face-to-face, but they communicate via the internet.
Yeah, it's a big problem. Did you know there are 9 new unique threats detected every second in cyberspace?
Wow, that is a lot. And what exactly do they do?
Well, they're hijacking or taking over home computers and turning them into botnets.
Botnets? Tell us more about that, Dan.
Well, these are networks of computers taken over by hackers and used for malicious purposes. They infect the computers with software that enables them to control them remotely.
And this sort of activity is becoming more commercialised.
It is. Tony Osborne from security company Symantec used another word, industrialised.
What we've found over the last few years is a maturing, so it's got the industrialisation of this business. Part of one organisation might be selling botnet facilities, so you can rent our botnet for $100 or whatever, and that will give you access to these number of devices, and that you give us the malicious code, the malware, the spam, and we will inject that into the botnets, and for a period of time we will then send those out.
Tony Osborne says the business is maturing.
So that means it's fully developed and it's becoming big business. One example is hackers renting out access to botnets. They give you access to a number of devices for a fee, for money.
And then they inject your malicious codes, malware and spam, into other people's computers.
Spam, that's when you send the message indiscriminately to a large number of recipients on the internet.
And we don't have much control over this. But the UK government is planning to spend £650 million on improving cybersecurity. But what should it be spent on? John Bassett from the Royal United Services Institute thinks there are a number of priorities.
How that is going to be spent in the context of the Ministry of Defence, how that's going to be spent in terms of network defence overall, what's going to be done in terms of public awareness, what are we going to do about bringing on more cyber experts? All four of those, I think, are important. And the cornerstone of good cyber security has to be based on education.
So John Bassett is talking about areas of cyber security where he thinks money could be spent. And he talked about education and public awareness.
Public awareness is all about educating people on good cyber security. The risks from cybercrime are everywhere, from fraud to espionage and even cyber warfare.
It seems to be the big crime of the 21st century, and it's costing us a lot of money.
That's right. And Dan, earlier you asked me a question. According to a UK government study, how much is it costing the economy? £27 million a year, £27 billion a year, or £270 billion a year?
And you said...
I said £27 million a year, am I right?
No, you're not. Oh. It's actually £27 billion a year, and that's a lot of money.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah.
OK, Rob, well, before we go, let's hear some of the words and phrases that we've used in today's programme.
Cybercrime. Hackers. Commercialised. Cashing in. Enterprise. Hijack. Botnets. Malicious. Industrialised. Espionage.
Thanks, Rob. Well, we hope you found today's 6-Minute English interesting and that you'll join us again next time. Bye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.